General B, the general who had bestowed that famous nickname of Stonewall to General Jackson. Later that afternoon, General B received a fatal wound, and this monument here marks the spot where General B fell, and he died the next day from his wounds, having never known that he had bestowed that famous nickname of Stonewall to General Jackson. How are you doing with your imaginations? Do you still have them churned up a little bit? Maybe? Okay. Over here, to my left, where I'm pointing, are those two 12-pounders, those howitzers of Griffin's that he moved over here. And when he moved them over here, he's in a very dangerous position, for he's on the far right flank of the Union line, and he's out here without any infantry support. And as he's placing his guns into position here, he looked over here to his right, and in these woods, he saw a contingent of Confederate soldiers. And immediately he ordered his guns turned and loaded with canister. But before he could give the command to fire, there was a Major William Berry. He was the commander of all of McDowell's artillery. He rode up and he said, "Captain, don't fire over there, for those are your battery support." Well, the captain, he was just sure that the men in the woods over here were Confederates. The men in the woods, they're in a prone position, and they're dressed in a mixture of blue and gray and civilian clothes. And there was a confrontation then that took place between the major and the captain. Well, of course, the major's going to win out on this confrontation, and the captain then, he's going to be required to or directed to turn his attention back to Jackson's defensive position that's there in front of him. And now, the men that were over here in the woods, they make their move. They came out of the woods, they crossed over that fence line, and they marched along the lower slopes of this rise, and when they got within 70 yards of the cannons, they fired a deadly volley into the cannoneers, killing horses and men, and what men were not killed or wounded, they fled north down the Sudley Road. And the men that had been over here in the woods, they were the 33rd Virginia Infantry Regiment from Jackson's Brigade, and now they rushed in, and they captured the guns. And it's about 2:30 now, about 2:30, the time of this action. And by now, the strength up here on Henry Hill for the Confederates has been getting stronger. As Beauregard, he's been receiving more and more reinforcements from their defensive positions that was there along the Bull Run. And for the next 2 hours, there were attacks and counterattacks that took place back and forth across Henry Hill through all that smoke, the dust, and of course the heat. But by 4:30, the Confederates, they had control of Henry Hill. And then General Beauregard, he ordered an attack against the Union Army's right flank, and they drove the Union Army north. And then soon General McDowell, the Union Army commander, he ordered a general retreat. And the Union Army retreated using the same routing that they had previously had taken during their advance. And then they're down upon the Warrenton Turnpike, that's modern Route 29, and then on east through Centerville, and then back to Washington. And the march that General McDowell had made from Washington to this Manassas Bull Run area with his army of 37,000 men, which took him most of 3 days, his men made it back to Washington in less than 12 hours. All right, now recall earlier, I mentioned something a little bit about the civilians that came out from Washington with the Union Army, and I said I'll pick them up a little bit later on. Very often, quite often, extremely often, the question is asked, where was it that the civilians that came out from Washington with the Union Army, where was it that they sat around on the hillsides of the battlefield with the picnic baskets watching this battle? Well, that story materialized sometime after the turn of the century. And about that time, the film industry came to being, and with the film industry came the screenwriters and the film moguls out of Hollywood, and they just kind of took a license with that story. The closest that any of those civilians that came out from Washington with the Union Army that they saw to this battle, there was a small group of the congressmen that got as near as the east banks of the Bull Run, and from there they're going to be able to hear the guns, they're going to be able to see smoke arise above the battlefield, but they really didn't see any of the fighting that took place over here, up here on Henry Hill. For the most part, the civilians that came out from Washington with the Union Army when they first learned of what took place here was when the Union Army was in that retreat and they were going through Centerville. And at that time, the civilians that were there, they got caught up into that frenzy and they went out and they joined the Union Army in that rout. And that's exactly what it was, the rout all the way back to Washington. General Beauregard had considered launching an attack against the retreating Union Army, but he was soon to be made to understand that his forces were just too disorganized and this was discounted. Each side had engaged about 18,000 men in this battle. There were some 5,000 casualties. There were some 900 that were killed. But after this battle, the first major battle of the Civil War, the Civil War was really on. Both sides then, they went about the task of mobilizing for war. And it was a war that lasted 4 years, April 1861, April 1865. And there were more than 650,000 Americans that died. There were well over a million casualties. In the state of Virginia, during this four-year period, there were 2,154 military actions. And over the nation as a whole, during this four-year period, there were over 10,000 military actions. And that, my friends, is history. And what you've heard here today, it took place over the grounds that you have just walked, this hallowed ground, these fields of valor, and I thank you so very much that you could be here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you.